Hi, this is Jerry from SharePoint. This episode has been recorded remotely due to the COVID-19 restrictions and therefore may contain some technical glitches. We hope you'll bear with us until it's safe to return to our regular format of recording in the breweries. Until then, thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Welcome to SharePoint, where we tap into the craft beer scene. I'm Jerry Holla, your host.
Today I'm talking with Chris and Carrie Keene from Bailey Cask and Kettle. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Chris, we met last November at the Baltimore Craft Beer Festival, where I enjoyed Carrie's tart cherry cider. I understand that you had another big fan of that one. Share that story with us.
So, yeah, we were introduced to the state comptroller, Peter Franchot. And he came over because we're going to be a veteran-owned small business. And being a current member of the Maryland Army National Guard and a veteran, he came over to kind of thank me for my service and introduce himself. And we talked for a few minutes. And he became very enamored with my brother's cider as well. And he ordered a case. Unfortunately, we weren't producing it yet. It was just there as a brewer in planning. We were providing the samples there. But it was really great to see somebody like that that was already a big fan and really interested in seeing us succeed in this space. So, yeah, when you have the state comptroller who's going to be running for governor giving you a thumbs up, you know you're doing things right. And it really goes to my brother's ability as a brewer. He can really not only the cider but make great beer as well. So it really goes to Carrie's ability.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, at that time, your plan was to open in 2020, and then the pandemic hit. So talk about where you got in the process before COVID shut things down.
So we were at the, we had finalized our lease, and we had selected our location. We're going to be coming to Urbana, Maryland. We're going to be right off of 270 there at 80 and 270. And we were really, everything was kind of going along well. But what happened for us was with COVID was the construction halted. So they kind of cleared out the space. They were right about to start building. And they put, you know, about a 6-month pause on construction. But luckily over the last month, month and a half, the construction is back on tap. And now we're just really kind of finalizing where we're going to be in that location. It's a it's basically going to be a restaurant and hotel setup that they're going to have there. So there's going to be a hotel, a 6-story hotel that'll be there, and there's going to be other restaurants as well. But that's where we're going to put our concept of Bagels and Brews, which is Bailey Cask and Kettle. That's B-A-I-L-E, which is Gaelic for home. We're an Irish family, and we just kind of initially thought we would, you know, use the concept of the home bagels, home brew for a restaurant. So we'll have bagels for breakfast and lunch and then pivot in the evenings and serve craft beer in like an Irish pub atmosphere with live music and you know, really kind of tie it all in together. So you'll be able to come in the morning and grab a bagel before you run out to sit in on 270 traffic, but then come back home at night and enjoy some craft beer brewed by my brother, who's one of the better brewers in Frederick County, at least home brewers in Frederick County.
That's great. So I understand that you caught a little bit of a break with the COVID situation and as it deterred the construction. Did you get a little bonus out of that?
We did in the fact that one of the people that was also interested in the location pulled out, and we were going to have a corner location with a small adjoining patio, and the other individual had a larger patio. And so the builder offered us the larger footprint. So the actual footprint of the restaurant is going to be pretty similar, but we'll have a larger patio, which has always been a big part of what we wanted to have at our restaurant, was the ability to kind of open it up to the patio space and then also have live music. So anytime you have the opportunity to have more people outside, especially post-COVID, I think is going to be what people are going to be kind of expecting. We also, our concept always was the food was always going to be grab and go, whether you came in for breakfast or lunch, or if you come in the evening, you kind of order your food and then, you know, we'll call it out and you come pick it up. So we've taken that aspect out of it as well. So that was already planned pre-COVID. And so now with, you know, post-COVID, we don't need to necessarily pivot as much as we might in another space. But yeah, so we're very excited about it. I think, you know, it's really, we grew up in the restaurant industry. Both of our parents worked in the restaurant industry. Our mom ran an Irish pub for years. And, you know, we appreciate the culture. We appreciate live music. And, you know, a whole slew of our family are musicians, including my brother. And so, you know, that's going to be a big part of it. So having that extra patio is really going to help us as whatever we look like as a society post COVID. I think, you know, anything where people can go more open air, I think they're going to be much more interested in doing. So we're excited to kind of seize that opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I understand that there's been a little bit of a pivot in that business plan because of the delay in construction. And now that involves a hop farm and a farm brewery. So share with the audience how that developed.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I have a friend in Baltimore County that a few years ago lived in Baltimore City and had the opportunity. They purchased a Christmas tree farm in Baltimore County. So I kind of had seen his experience in that. And when I was actually activated by the Maryland Army National Guard from about the 15th of March until the end of August, I spent on orders supporting the state response for COVID. But during that, you know, my wife and I kind of had a conversation and we decided that we were going to kind of look for a farm that eventually we looked to grow hops on. That would be the main reason we were going to look to get a farm. And as we started looking at our search, Boonesboro in Washington County, we were able to find a farm that already had a hop yard. Not only did it have a hop yard, but it actually already had brewing equipment on site. It was a home brewer, but he had a pretty impressive system, as my brother will explain. And so a third of his barn is already set up for brewing equipment on site. So we were able to kind of pivot because even as construction is now, it'll probably be about a 6-month window before anything's even a shell for us. And then beyond that, it'll take us 6 months to build out that shell. So we're still a year out from opening Bailey, Cask and Kettle in Urbana. And so this gives us the opportunity to kind of feel out our own hop farm, and then it allows my brother the opportunity to start, you know, brewing small batches of beer and, you know, kind of feel that out before we move into the site in Urbana. And then we're even hoping to turn the other 2/3 of the barn into its own tasting room here in Washington County and get people out here giving us some feedback on our beer, hopefully next spring. That way, when we're open next late summer, early fall, we've already brewed some of our beer and get an idea of what people enjoy and, you know, what we want to do in Urbana. And I'll let Carrie kind of speak to the system and some of the beer that we're already looking at producing.
The farm he purchased came with a Spike brewing system. It's a 15-gallon all-electric. So it's a big homebrew setup. It will allow me to experiment a lot, kind of have an off-site pilot system for the future bagels and brews, and give me a lot of room to kind of play with stuff, whether I want to do some open fermentation or just explore a lot of dial in the beers. That's the most important part, I think, having a good product out there and having a is the most important. You don't want to just meh people, you know. You have to have a good product. I think that's the only way to survive, really.
So tell me, as the brewer, when you got to see the hop farm and the equipment that was there, what was your thoughts?
Oh, I was like super excited. I couldn't wait to get in. Talk to I need to reach out to a couple of my friends. You know, I work with Tom Barst for Frederick Beer Week, and he was the original farm brewery in Maryland. So I'm going to reach out to him and ask a lot of questions I just can't wait to get working on that system and play around.
That's awesome. Let's go ahead and circle back and talk about the concept behind what's now going to be called Bagels and Brews. So share the story of how that got started.
No, I'll just start. Yeah, Christopher was in Afghanistan, and he was deployed in Afghanistan, and he was having some dental work done, I think. So we were on the same, he was up late at night, and he was able to call, and we were able to talk, and he just said, "Man, you're still brewing, right?" I said, "Yeah, as much as I can. You know, family gets in the way, and I don't brew as much as I did, you know, say 6 years ago, but I'm still brewing." He said, "I really want to do something with bagels and brews. What does that sound like to you?" And I was like, "I mean, it sounds good to me. I love bagels. I love brews, obviously. And I think it's a cool concept. It's something I could play around with a lot of beer styles, either. And Christopher can play around with the bagels, you know, reusing, do it like a stout bagel or something like that. That's kind of how this really, we started brainstorming from afar just over chat, and I don't know, you were the one there, man. He did all the business plans, and he was the brainstorm of it.
Yeah, so for me, what really transpired, it was my fourth overseas deployment, my second time in Afghanistan, and unfortunately I came down with a horrible tooth problem, and for the better part of a couple weeks they had tried a root canal and it did not take, which I didn't know that was even an option for root canals, whether or not they work or not work. But the one they gave me didn't work. And so for the better part of 2 weeks, I couldn't sleep at night, which was not necessarily a bad thing, because that put me on the same timeline with everybody back home. So I was able to kind of brainstorm at night, because I'd do my normal day kind of cat nap, and then I would work at night. And I kind of had a conversation with my brother, because my brother is kind of underselling it, but he's been a big part of Frederick County here in Maryland, the homebrew scene in the area. And he's really made some exceptional beers for a while. And I know that he's had, you know, breweries all the way out to the West Coast kind of, you know, show interest in a lot of his beers. And you know, I keep talking up, my brother doesn't talk up himself, but did you want to mention, Carrie, you know, the Elysium bit? I was always impressed by that. You didn't even mention that.
Oh, well, that was way back in the day. I won the initial Beer Bacon Music Festival. I won first place in Porter's and Stouts. And so my milk stout won the contest, and I won. The prize was a trip to Elysian to go brew your beer. This is pre-sale and flop over to Ambev, so things got mixed up in the thing. I never did fly out to brew my recipe, but it's still one of those notches. It was a win for me.
Absolutely. You got to follow up with those guys and say, "Look, you guys still owe me a trip out there. I've got a beer for you." It's stout season. It's starting to get cooler. It's perfect time for it.
He that makes some amazing stouts.
Yeah, that could be a collab down the road somewhere, maybe. But I'd like to see Maryland, honestly.
So I just kind of sat around one day, and I said to some of the guys I was deployed with, I said, "Would you go to a place that served bagels and beer?" And of course, you're in the middle of nowhere, and both of those things sounded really good to everybody. And so I kind of worked it with the guys I was deployed with, and then I had a couple mentors that are in the restaurant industry, and kind of threw it by them, and they liked the concept as well. And so we wrote it up that, you know, the company is Bailey Cask and Kettle, which kind of ties back to, you know, our Irish roots. But really the, you know, what it really will come down to is it's bagels and brews. So we'll have bagels, we'll have the craft beer. And as a veteran-owned business, we're also going to be serving Black Rifle Coffee. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned business and one of the fastest-growing coffee companies in the U.S. So we're going to feature their coffee. And, you know, it's a small business, veterans-owned. I have a couple friends of mine that I've served with that are also going to be involved. And it just gave us the opportunity to kind of put something together. I really kind of busted my rear end, so to speak, on the business plan while I was over there. And then kind of showed it to people here back in the States. And in some ways, the ball got rolling. You know, it was like pushing a snowball down the hill. Before I knew it, it was kind of out ahead of me and rolling ahead, but you know, we're really excited about the opportunity to bring a family, a small business, family-owned small business into Urbana. So yeah, that's kind of how it all came about.
Awesome. That's great. So this is for really either of you, but maybe a little bit with Carrie being that brewer. Is your focus going to continue to be at this point on the construction and the physical build outs for the business, you know, looking towards opening? Or is this going to be about brewing and getting some product out and getting some brand recognition so that people are really aware of what you're doing while they're waiting for the, you know, either the Hop Farm Brewery to open or for Bagels and Brews?
Yeah. So, The biggest thing for me is dialing in my beers. Anytime you change systems, I'm used to doing a lot of home brews, you know, converted coolers and stuff like this. This is going to be an electric system. It's going to take some time to get used to that. But on the flip side, I want to get my beer dialed in, and I want to share it with people that know good beer. And the good thing about Foam, which is the Frederick Original Ale Makers, that's the homebrew club in Frederick. We've got a lot of BJCP judges. It's just a great sounding board for me to finally bring my beer, be able to share it with them, and get some feedback before I have a finished product to taste. Early on, like when Adroit Theory first started, they had a program where they weren't allowed to sell yet. So what they would do is just, they would bottle it and ask you to come pick it up and then give tasting notes in return. So I actually still have a probably an old bottle in the fridge that I never got to downstairs. I should break it out, but I want to do something similar to that where before we get our product out and before I can give it away as a homebrew, you can give away homebrew, you just can't sell it. So I'd like to get feedback that way, even if it's just people that aren't that beer connoisseur, just you know, maybe my neighbor, giving him a beer and see, you know, I just want to get feedback from general people. But I always liked that model, and I didn't see a lot of other people do that since, but it's something I've considered and want to look towards doing.
Absolutely, that's pretty cool. You know, Mark's been on the show before at Adroit, and I love that stuff that he does. So that's really cool to hear that's how that got started, because they're still a very small place compared to how big their name is and being out there. I think people would be surprised if they actually went by, you know, the tasting room and things like that. So that's pretty cool to hear how they really got started. And I think it's a great idea for you to use that concept and help get the word out, especially being up there in Frederick County with their, you know, basically the highest per capita number of breweries in the state of Maryland is right there in your backyard. So you've got plenty of people to collab with or gypsy brew with or, you know, use the sounding boards.
Well, that's the other thing. I'd like to knock on doors and talk to some of the brewers I know. You know, most of the time I'm patrons, but I know some brewers pretty well. And, you know, we'll try to work out a collaboration beer even before we open. You know, if I share my beer enough and they know that I'm doing good stuff, it wouldn't be hard to work out something like that.
That's well, and not to interrupt my brother, but probably one of the most impressive things for me when we went to the Baltimore Beer Festival was when we set up our tent, and we are a brewery in planning. So, you know, it was our own tent and we had a big banner that said Bailey Cask and Kettle, but I mean, it's pretty much just my wife and my brother and, you know, some friends. And we set it up, and on one side we had, and Carrie will tell you who we were flanked by, but everybody's coming down to shake Carrie's hand and taste his beer because everyone, they kind of set everybody up by region.
Okay.
So we were surrounded by Frederick County brewers, and everyone knows my brother. So
We were right next to Old Mother, which helped because I was nervous, and those guys there are great. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and my brother notices the small things. Like, you know, we were one of the few people that were actually cleaning out when people were coming over with their tasting glasses. We were cleaning out their tasting glasses and then putting our own beer in, and kind of, it was the little touches like that that I think a lot of the true beer people that were at the festival kind of appreciated for somebody that, you know, that we, even though we were a brewery in planning, and we were, before we knew it, you know, we'd only been there 30 minutes. And one of the guys that was there working with us was asking who put our beer in untapped, and our beer was already, somebody had already put it in untapped and taken some pictures. And my brothers had come up with some very creative names. So, I mean, it was impressive to, even though we were a brewery in Plainian, I felt we were kind of punching above our weight, at least, for that first time. And, you know, now we get the opportunity to play a little catch up, but I think that, you know, I think Frederick County is a great place to be doing it. And I got the great person to kind of be, leading the charge on that. From the question you asked about building it out and all that, that's more on my end. I'm trying to stay as much locally as I can. I have archive design, worked out the actual design of the restaurant. And then I'm working with Savoy and Brown, which are out of Jessup area, that they're actually going to be designing the kitchen/brewery. And an interesting story about them is, I kind of, you know, I didn't know Rob Brown was like, well, what was your experience, you know, building breweries? And he's like, oh, I just built this little thing in Baltimore. It's called the Guinness Brewery. And I was like, okay, you're good to go. So, so they built out the new Guinness Brewery there in Baltimore. So, you know, that's what I've been very lucky to have people in the industry as mentors that kind of steered me in the right direction. And, I'm also working with Paul DeFrancesca. Paul used to own a restaurant downtown, and he's kind of been mentoring me in the process as well. He's a former Navy veteran and has really been working with us as kind of our property broker. So, yeah, I mean, we've been very lucky that not only is it family, but we're really tying in the community as much as we can as well.
That's awesome. Share with people how they can follow you online and get in touch with you.
Right now you can go on Facebook. It's Bailey Cask and Kettle, and you'll see it. You'll see some of our early design work that we've done. And within the next 4 to 6 weeks, we'll have our websites up, and that'll be Bagels and Brews, and Bailey Cask and Kettle will be both of our websites associated with the restaurant.
Okay. And I'll be, as soon as I start brewing is when I'll start the Instagram. You'll be able to find us Bale, B-A-I-L-E, _bagels_brews. I want to do a lot of progress. Like, here's my, you know, first of all, I introduce the small brewing system, and then each beer and everything along the way. And, of course, being at a farm, I can't wait to introduce some of the animals that Chris is going to bring there. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, I think the Instagram route, that's a good way to go. We were just last episode talking with Kendrick Doolin, and Kendrick runs the Maryland Craft Beer website. And we were talking about Pipe the Side, that's going to be opening very shortly in Hampstead. And that was one of the things he mentioned, is that once a week through their Instagram, they kind of do an update. And so they just show you, you know, half a dozen pictures or so, and it might be, you know, ceilings or equipment or wiring or whatever it is. But it was really cool for people to be able to follow and say, hey, this isn't stalled out. This is still building. It's still happening. And they felt a little more involved. And he was saying, as a future consumer, he thought that was great. So I think it's a great idea, Kerry. And I think people will be excited to see all the little neat things from the farm brewery and the brewing that you're doing. And I think it's a great way to build excitement when, you know, given what Jim was saying from BAM not long ago, we're probably not going to see the Baltimore Craft Beer Festival, you know, this fall. And we already lost the Maryland Craft Beer Festival in the spring. So without an event for you guys to get out and do what you did last year, I think you guys being creative with how you can get people excited about your beers is great.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a great point for Kerry. And, you know, you bring up BAM, and I think we have to kind of do a shout out there as well, because the Brewers Association of Maryland is second to none. I mean, they've really helped us all along the way. Great relationships, great people. They go out of their way to kind of introduce you to the right people, that, you know, people that have already kind of gone down your road. And, you know, they've really helped us at every piece. And it's funny, when I very first started with the business plan, Kerry sent me immediately to their website and said, hey, you know, this is where we need to start, and kind of went from there.
Well, we've learned about Bagels and Brews, the hop farm and the farm brewery. Let's get to know the two of you a little bit better.
All right. I'll let my brother start and I'll wrap it up.
I'm the beer guy. I will be experimenting with all styles and dialing in the beers and doing some market research. Nice. So that I defer to Christopher on just about everything else. I'm going to be the beer guy. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
For me, this is, you know, I go back to what I was saying earlier about a pivot. I've been in the military almost 30 years. I spent 20 years in the federal government. You know, opening a restaurant is not something I could have done, you know, at 40, and it's not something I would do at 60. I happen to be 50 this year, and I think it's the perfect opportunity to make that pivot. And, you know, we kind of grew up in the community, though. Our parents ran restaurants. My dad was in a catering company for the airlines for a bunch of years. Like I said, our mom ran a managed an Irish pub. So we kind of grew up around it, and then I kind of got away from it, so to speak. But, you know, when I was in college, I managed a place called the Biltmore Grill down in Charlottesville, Virginia. A lot of the reason I'm doing what I'm doing came out of my time in Charlottesville, whether it was managing the Biltmore or going to a place called Bodo's Bagels, which is why I love bagels and why I know that the bagel concept works, is I've seen it work in Charlottesville. So, you know, we came to the crossroad as a family where, you know, this gives my mom an opportunity to kind of help us. It's funny, even my wife grew up in New Jersey, but her family ran a New Jersey diner. So, you know, my wife's had more than enough experience behind the counter doing that type of work. And so we looked at this as being an opportunity for everyone. And it's something, you know, I have two boys and Carrie has a son, Ryan. It's going to give our kids the opportunity to kind of grow up around what we grew up around. It's going to expose them not only to hard work, but to live music and interesting people and all the things that come with running a restaurant like that and bar. And it's part of the community. I mean, we're all tied in. We, you know, Carrie and I grew up in Montgomery County, but we've been in Frederick County the better part of the last 20 years. Carrie even longer than 20 probably. And so we've been part of this community. I've been in the Maryland Army National Guard for the better part of the last 20 years. So, you know, we're born and raised in Maryland. We're born and raised in this area. You know, we're really looking forward to the opportunity to make our mark in the community and kind of make the community a better place. So, and I think that's what people are going to find when they come here is, you know, they'll come there in the morning, have a great breakfast. It'll be fast and it'll be, you know, something where they can come in and out pretty quickly. But it's going to be fast, fresh food. And then they're going to be able to come back at night and kind of relax and get kind of Irish pub type food in the evening. And, you know, it's really going to be a place that I think family is going to be welcome. It's something that, you know, we're very, very excited about, but, so we're making a pivot as a family. It'll be at least three generations will be in there at one time working. So my mom will be in there, my brother and I, and then our kids will be in there at some point helping. So as well as both of our spouses. So it's really going to be an opportunity that we're going to take on as a family.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, that definitely sounds like, you know, we keep hearing about family and keep hearing about your background. So many people connected to the restaurant and brewing industry. So it sounds like that's probably the biggest factor behind you guys staying committed to this project during these difficult times, as well as what's going to make you successful is this family and sense of community. Is there anything else that maybe we haven't touched on that you think is going to contribute to that?
No, but I think if you spot on the if you talk about the community, is the one thing I do know is that working and being around brewers, the Frederick community of brewers is really, really cool. I don't think it's one of those businesses like I used to do lighting and sound for television. That was a very much a cutthroat business. Mm-hmm. I feel like the brewing business, people lend each other hands. It's not so competitive. I think everyone always welcomes newcomers. The brewing community in Frederick is one I look very much forward to working with. They're, from what I've met so far, all a lot of good guys. In fact, I just golfed in a tournament on this past Tuesday. It was Battle of the Brewers. And what a great bunch of guys. Every tent we stopped at, they were just awesome people. Really can't wait to work with them.
That's great. And that is really the craft beer community in a nutshell. People don't seem to understand how you can, you know, not be competitive, but be cooperative. It's hard for me to explain to people. You have to experience it, like, you know, Carrie, and you as well, Chris. It's great. I mean, it's great that that's how people are. And I think that's what makes this community so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one other point on the community piece that mm-hmm. just made me kind of think about it was, you know, I'm very lucky in the fact that almost every day, especially if I'm in uniform, all I have is people in this part of the world thanking me for my service. And mm-hmm. I really enjoyed taking the opportunity to thank them for supporting me. But what we're going to do with this restaurant as well is, whether you're a first responder, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a military member, we all consider that service. And so we are going to recognize people's service. So where you go into Mission Barbecue and they kind of recognize a lot of the military and the first responder community, we're going to kind of open the aperture. And we planned this before COVID, but I always thought of nurses as being kind of on the front line, as well as school teachers. My brother's an educator in Montgomery County, so we're kind of opening the aperture, and we're going to be thanking people for their service. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of military stuff on the walls, a lot of first responder stuff on the walls, but we're also going to ask teachers to bring in stuff, nurses bring in stuff, and kind of recognize people that traditionally we haven't necessarily recognized their service, but go out there every day and serve the public.
That's
so
great.
Being a veteran-owned business is one aspect, but we can kind of open the aperture beyond that, and that's our plan. So I think really my 5 to 10 years from now, my biggest hope is that, you know, people really are proud of us as being part of the community there in Urbana and Frederick County.
That's great. Well, remind people again where they can find you online for right now.
We're on Facebook, Bailey Cask and Kettle, and then within the next 4 to 6 weeks, you'll see us online both at Bagels and Brews, .com and BaileyCaskKettle.com. Instagram, that's Carrie's Realm.
You'll be able to find us on Instagram. It's Bale, B-A-I-L-E, _bagels_brews.
Sounds good. Well, we'll make sure we get that up on our show notes and available on our website for everyone. Well, Chris, Carrie, I want to thank you both for your time today. I wish you and everyone involved in turning your dream into a reality the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate it very much.
I look forward to a time in the near future when Bailey Farm Brewery opens and we can all share a pint together in person.
Can't wait to have you out, man. You'll be one of our first guests for sure.
Sounds great.
Share a Pint is released bi-weekly on Friday mornings and can be found at sharepintpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at share_pint. Show notes for this episode are available at sharepintpodcast.com. Music for the show, Groundwork, provided by Kevin McLeod, and can be found online at incompetech.com. Share a Pint is made possible by help from the Community Media Center of Carroll County. Associated with the craft beer industry and have an interesting story you'd like to share on a future episode? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at sharepintpodcast.com or email us at jerry@sharepintpodcast.com. Until the next time we share a pint, I'm Jerry Holla. Prost.